This is Talking Clean with Irene, a podcast for anyone like me who wants to kick the toxins out of their life and live a more natural and sustainable lifestyle. Join me as I unpack how to live toxin-free with insights from scientists, doctors, the creators behind those beautiful organic brands we love, and other experts. I'm your host, Irene Falcone. Forget about houses, the stock market, and even shoes. Skincare is the most important investment you will ever make. Okay, maybe not everyone will agree with me, but by the end of this episode, maybe I'll have you convinced. Today, I'm talking all things luxurious organic skincare. I'm speaking with Megan Larson, the founder of Sadashi. Sadashi was actually one of the pioneering brands of Australian natural skincare. Her Sadashi range is now used in some of the world's most exclusive spas. And today, Megan is here to talk us through how she created this incredible organic line of skincare, what it can do for our skin, and how we can bring more of that beautiful, luxurious spa experience into our own homes. Hi, Megan. Thank you for coming onto the show.
Thanks, Irene.
So I have a little confession to make about Sadashi. I have to say I have such a little obsession with the brand. Back when I was blogging in 2010, I remember researching organic products and came across your brand. And for me, it was the absolute epitome of luxe organic products. And because I'd come from the beauty industry and I was a bit of a beauty addict and I loved all my, you know, fancy luxe products, to find something that was so luxurious and organic was incredible. I feel like you've been around as the pioneer forever. When did you start?
Oh, back in the 90s.
It feels like it was actually longer than that.
Probably was in my head.
Actually, it's 2019, so the 90s was a while away, wasn't it?
It was. We're going to be having our 20th anniversary next year.
Wow, and haven't things changed in the organic skincare industry since then?
Haven't they? I had a desire in the 90s that natural and organic skincare would take over the world and that that would be the way forward. And I'm really thrilled
that it happened. Mm-hmm. Because back in the 90s, it wasn't something that was really on people's radar, was it, organic skincare?
No, it wasn't at all. In fact, I think people had started to really focus on internal health, which is internal wealth, but internal health and well-being. But no one had really put the two together, that what we put onto our skin is also absorbed into our bodies. So it was a lot of education.
So tell me about what was it that made you start then? Were you sort of in your kitchen one day and you thought you're into aromatherapy perhaps, or what made you think?
It actually started because I was into aromatherapy and I also had a health store at the time. So it was really marrying the two. And I was over in Provence in 1995 doing a wonderful Provence aromatherapy retreat, educating myself further about the powers of aromatherapy from the home in France. And I just had the thought there, I thought, no one is really doing anything with aromatherapy and essential oils and skincare. And I had studied and knew from aromatherapy how essential oils have the power to transform the cells of the skin and rejuvenate and regenerate the skin cells, as well as fix an oily skin or help with a really dry skin. So it was really my desire. I came home and, yes, got into my kitchen.
That's how they all start, isn't it?
It is. It's really, and I think, you know, you just get creative. I had a background. I'd started my working life working for a compounding chemist in New Zealand. So I kind of seen how a little bit of, you know, homemaking of product can work. So that and my extensive knowledge of aromatherapy and natural therapies and inner and outer health and well-being, I just put it all together and started to mix.
Wow. What was the first product then that you made?
It's our number one seller today.
Are you kidding?
It's crazy.
Which one's that?
The Rejuvenating Face and Neck Moisturizer. And I really created that for my own skin and my own self. At the time, the only difference when I first created it was I would personalize it with essential oils for our customers in the health store. But then I really found that I found just the best formulation and I didn't need to keep personalising it.
That's interesting that you mention aromatherapy because in using your range, I didn't notice that they were based on aromatherapy because they're not very highly scented, are they? They're not very strong because I'm a bit sensitive to strong smells. So,
but that is actually the secret in essential oils. And I think it's possibly why, look, over the years, sometimes essential oils have had, you know, there's been some controversy around should they be used in skincare. They absolutely should be used in skincare. They're the best anti-aging ingredients on the planet, but you just have to use them with respect and you have to know what you're doing. And don't put them into skincare products for aromas. You put them in for actually their valid purpose. So we are very, very careful. And for that reason, we don't get reactions, which we're very proud of.
Absolutely, and that's why they don't smell too strong. And so I have to ask you then, which essential oils are in the face and neck cream?
So we've got lavender, rosewood and sandalwood.
Wow, so you never would have picked that. It smells lovely, but you never would have picked those particular oils out.
Yeah.
Can you talk me through, I know you've got a lot of products in the range. Are you able to talk me through the products in the range and how they work?
Yeah. When we started, we were very aware and so we were really transitioning or trying to transition people from a very traditional skincare background into something that was natural, organic and still transformational for the skin. And everyone at the time was very locked into skin types. So were you oily? Were you dry? Were you dehydrated? So Sudarshi set about in our early days to really, as we developed products, we put them into those categories just because it would make it easy for people to then know, okay, that's where I'm going to go. I know my skin's dry, so I'm going to choose things from the dry skin range. The thing about Sudarshi is they all blend so beautifully. So in my own range, for example, I use the clay cleanser with lime, but then I use the Samadara or the Nourishing Repair as my face moisturizer because my skin's dry. So we do have a lot of products in our range and we do have a balance range, a normal, which is kind of like our oily range. Then we have Rejuvenate for your skin if it's very dry. And we have Calm for the sensitive. Does that make it easy for people? Sometimes it might be a little confusing. So we also offer, obviously at our spas, they are giving people one-on-one advice and telling them what's going to be best for their skin. But for example, if someone was coming to the Nourish Life website and going, okay, now I know my skin is dry, what are going to be the best products for me? Then choose from the Rejuvenate range because that's actually going to work best for your dry skin.
Is that also great for mature skin as well?
Absolutely. And if you've got really super dry skin, then I would say use the Nourishing Repair and then add in a rejuvenating serum or a calming serum and layer. So I'm really big into layering on the skin. So if at this time of the year all of our skins go a little bit crazy and a little bit dry, especially with these cold winds that we get here in Australia in winter. So at night I would say put your serum on underneath and then put your face cream on top and that'll just give you some extra support, extra nourishment for the skin.
And how about the eye area? I'm always conscious about my fine lines.
Yes.
not because I'm getting older, it's because I'm smiling all the time, I'm sure.
But that's a good problem to have. We have some great eye products. We have an eye mask, which is amazing. And that's my savior when I travel because I know when I travel, when I fly especially, you get very dehydrated around the eyes. So eye mask is great. You can pop it on your eyes for 10 or 15 minutes in the morning. It also helps with a bit of puffiness. We have a beautiful eye lifting gel, which lifts and firms around the eyes.
Oh, I've got that, actually. I have been using the gel, yes. I wasn't sure how to use the mask. Do you leave it on?
You leave it on for 10 to 15 minutes and then I just pat away with a face washer and cool water and remove it.
Oh, you do need to take it off.
Yeah, okay. It is a mask. And then there's the eye and lip smoother, which is also just an amazing product for smoothing out the fine lines.
Oh, yes, I've got those around my lips as well. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so we love the double whammy of the lips and eye.
Yeah.
That's great. And you mentioned spa. spa. So very much a professional range.
Yeah, so we have both. So we have retail, the retail component for everyone to take home and use in their own home. And then we have a lot of facialists, spas and professional therapists who use our products all around the world. And they will give you the most divine facial you've probably ever had.
Oh, can you give us some names of some of the...
Oh, I can. Oh, so we have internationally, we work with Four Seasons around the world. We have some beautiful properties. I've just been at Four Seasons in Florence, which was just divine. We are at the Shangri-La in Sydney.
Are you? Okay.
And we're also at Onda Beauty in Paddington, and they have, well, they have a variety of amazing facialists, which, yeah, you would have the most dreamy facial.
Do you know, this is really important because, again, coming from my beauty background, I had to stop going to spas because you go there for a beautiful experience, but they would be putting junk and toxins on my face. So the fact that you can go to a spa now, I mean, I don't think you could do that in the 90s.
In the 90s, they were much more beauty salon oriented. But for example, one of our spa partners over in Perth, Bodhi J, they now have four spas in Perth. That's how much it's grown.
And it's all organic products.
Yeah, so they do. So you can go and have this beautiful holistic product that's still going to be incredibly regenerative for your skin.
I love that. And yeah. I love that you can bring them home and
keep using them. Because you do, yeah.
I love the idea of making my own spa in the bathroom. Locking the door.
Yes. And I can see. Yes. What does your spa at home look like?
lots of locks on the door and lots of banging on the door from the children. But I, I'm not really big into aromatherapy because I'm a bit sensitive to all of the smells. But, yeah, I love a spritzer. Mm-hmm. So your rose spritzer, I love using that. And then popping on a mask. I don't know. I'm not very good at doing my own.
You know, even if you don't, I get into the bath. I mean, that's kind of my
luxury. You tell me I don't know what to do. You tell me, what do I do?
So I actually now have just recently got myself the most beautiful bathroom. So I now go in there. For me, if I feel like it, I light a candle. It kind of creates a mood. And run a bath. I put usually some of Sadashi's salts in the bath and maybe add a few essential oils or some oil to the bath and put a face mask on. Nothing's glamorous about an at-home spa because you're not looking like something you want to photograph. And then just submerge yourself into the bath. And if you don't have a bath, have a beautiful shower.
Actually, in saying that, I do a magnesium bath as often as I can. Yeah. I less so now in winter because it's so cold, but I do that a lot in summer. Love a magnesium bath.
And it's just a nice ritual to care for yourself.
Absolutely. And I just put a bit of coconut oil in my bath.
Perfect. Perfect. Whatever oil you've got, you can
put
in there. I'm going
to pimp it up with some Sadashi now. Lovely. So we talked a lot about outer beauty, but with your background as well in health and well-being, do you have an inner beauty routine as well?
I do.
Oh, I'd love to know about that.
There's a few things that I love to use every day. So I'm a really big fan on lipospheric vitamin C. And I use this because it's a vitamin C that can get into your cells and really work. Vitamin C is also important for collagen strengthening in the body, as well as being an antioxidant and supporting your immune system. And I'm a big fan of the Beauty Chef products. I really love them. They're glow powder, they're antioxidant. They've just brought out, and I just got some before I went away, they've brought out a Travel Well spray.
The spray. Isn't it great? I was really sick a couple of weeks ago and I think I shouldn't say I was drinking it, but I probably overdosed a bit on it. But I really did recover quite quickly from that illness.
I on one of my flights when I was travelling, I could start – you know how you start to feel that dry, raspy throat? And I got the spray out. It was gone. It's fantastic.
And that's the trick, isn't it? I mean, I left it too long because I was already sick and then I got it. But now as soon as the first sign of a tingle, like just put it straight in your throat. Mm. Yeah, it's a terrific product.
It is really good. And I also am a big fan of Ayurveda. I actually try and eat, you know, fairly regularly in an Ayurvedic way. So I do like to have my beautiful mung dal and rice. And I do nutritionally support myself with both food and some of the Ayurvedic supplements as well.
Yeah, I'm learning about that at the moment, and that is going to actually be my next podcast, because I just want to start with what's my body type and what should I be eating. Mm-hmm. And Lee Holmes, one of the other authors we've had on the podcast, she's written a book on how to eat for your Ayurvedic body type, and I'm just reading that at the moment, and I'm a Vata type.
Yes.
What are you?
I've got a lot of Pitta, but okay. I do get Vata and balance from all the travel, and I've got quite a bit of Kapha as well.
Okay, so yeah. I'm pretty much just pure Vata, but I found out I can have some maple syrup and some sweet potatoes,
yeah.
And I love sugar. So knowing that I'm allowed to have a little bit of the sweet food in my diet.
Just choosing the right sweet, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, it's fascinating. That's a whole different podcast, but that's,
I think it's the way
of the future though,
yeah,
definitely.
Of course.
I need to bring this up because your products are not cheap,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to hear it from you how, even though they're not cheap, they are still such great value for money, because it is an investment to buy your products. And of course, it's wonderful for people just to buy one product or just to start out to get a taste for it. But mm-hmm. Can you take us through the pricing and why it's priced as it is?
You know, I think price wasn't really something that we set about at Sudarshi. It was really, the products are not cheap to make. We do use the highest quality essential oils. And I know you might hear that from a lot of people, and it's a very clever marketing hype, but we're really serious about
that. But you're the real deal, yeah.
We really are serious about that. And the reason that the quality of the essential oils is so important to us is because we are relying on them to support the cellular regeneration and the anti-aging properties. And that is really important in our range, because we are known to be not just natural and organic, but really anti-aging and really regenerative for the skin.
So people are expecting results from these products.
Yeah, it's very much a results-based natural and organic range. You know, I've always said that skincare is a little bit like cooking. The best ingredients that you can use, the better the turnout at the end.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So that's our philosophy and that's our motto. Even the plant oils that we use in our products, we're really careful. We don't use anything that's genetically modified, because often with plant oils, they do use a lot of heat in them, and that actually destroys some of the natural minerals.
Of course, all those enzymes and everything.
Yes. So we're really careful to get unrefined and pure plant oils. Even things like jojoba oil, there's so many different grades of that, and we do use the highest grade, because people come to Sudarshi expecting that they're going to get a result. So we have to deliver. We really do. And I think I stand behind that. So that's really important. You know, we talked about being used in spas all around the world. Mm. And even when people go and have a Sudarshi facial or experience, they do expect to see a result. It's not just that it's really a lovely natural product to use. It's actually, I'm going to really look good from using this.
Well, I'm sure people that are listening to this podcast really want to try the products, and rather than go out and buy the whole range, can you just talk me through, if I was a 40-year-old woman with dry, mature skin, what would be the three products that I could use to start off with?
Yeah, sure. Well, definitely.
That's actually me.
Definitely one of our cleansers, because our cleansers are really unique. They are clay-based, and we use French Argelès white clay, and that has a really high mineral content. It also has a very gentle exfoliation properties of deep cleansing as well. They're packed full of nourishing plant oils, but not plant oils that increase oiliness on the skin, more that they balance the sebum. So if you've got a dry skin or an oily skin, it'll bring a balance. And so whilst they are a really deep cleanse, they're also a first step of moisturize for us.
Oh, so you're not left feeling stripped when you're washing your face.
No, and stripping your skin is actually one of the worst things that you can do.
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, it's really, it's like, you know, your skin feels squeaky or something. It shouldn't.
So your cleansers, are they foaming then?
No,
okay.
So they're creamy, so you mix them with a little bit of water and apply them, and it's like putting a beautiful emulsion on your skin. But when you strip your skin, all your skin's going to want to do is try and frantically produce more oil, because you're sending a message down to the sebaceous layer where the sebum is being produced, oh gosh, I've got to produce a whole lot more oil. Well, that's not what you want to do for an oily skin, but it's not what you want to do for any skin. So Sudashi, all of the Sudashi products are just about balancing the skin. And then I would either go, this really depends on what your lifestyle is like. So the second product I'm going to recommend would be either the cell renewal drops if you've got, you know, anything through to a normal to a very dry or dehydrated skin, or the brightening drops if it's oily or you need
your
skin to
brighten. How do you use those?
So you get some water in your basin at home, some nice warm water, add 4 drops and use a soft face washer and just compress your face.
Beautiful. We should all find time for these things.
And inhale the aromas while you're doing it because they're uplifting. They have a really strong power of positivity on the mind. They help to dissolve and remove tension and stress. Those two products are really great skin game changers. Or if you're busy, I would go the enzyme face polish. And that's also beautiful. It's a very gentle, granulated face polish to exfoliate.
And is that a once a week thing or?
Yes, two, three times a week, okay. Depending. If you live in a populated city like Sydney or any city, then I say that your skin really should be exfoliated at least twice a week. And then for me, always a moisturiser. So, you know, for me, the two non-negotiables are cleansing and moisturising. And moisturiser, we have a balancing, which is quite citrus-based, but really light and easy to use on the skin. We have a beautiful rejuvenating face moisturizer, which we talked about.
I think
about.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, and that's stunning. We have a calming moisturizer that's much more rose in fragrance. And then we have a nourishing repair cream, which is heavier and if your skin is particularly dry.
So wonderful for the evening.
Yeah.
Okay, and so that's my skincare routine sorted. How about if you've got acne-prone skin, will that help the acne as well, or
Absolutely.
Does it make it?
Because, you know, acne is also a skin that's out of balance. I would also combine a bit of Sudashi with some Beauty Chef and look at the gut,
yeah.
because sometimes yeah. acne is often to do with what's going on in the stomach. And I think they work really beautifully together. Also, an acne skin, you really got to get your water intake up because
okay.
you've got to flush toxins out of the body. You know, acne is often hormonal change or hormonally related. But I would start with our beautiful lime cleanser. I would use the brightening drops in the water because they really help to balance the sebum. They help to heal and repair the skin as well, reduce the redness because acne skin often gets quite a bit of redness, and they do help to reduce and break down the sebum lumps that are often behind the acne. We have an amazing blemish treatment, which my nieces in New Zealand swear by. It's an incredible healing gel for any sort of blemishes.
What's the name of that product?
Blemish treatment.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
And then you still do need to put some moisturizer on. And what's interesting is, my older stepdaughter, I remember her saying that she was much better with the balancing serum rather than the balancing moisturizer. But then I've had a lot of other people say to me the balancing moisturizer. So it's just where you want to go. But the serum you can apply with damp hands and you really just press it and pat it on.
So if you've got oily skin that's acne prone, that might be best. And if you've got dry skin that's acne prone, you might go with the cream.
Yeah, that's a really good way. And a sebum, interesting, you know, people say, but why would I put an oil on my oily skin? Just remember all of Sudashi serums, whilst they're oils, they're all about balancing the sebum. They actually will balance the skin sebum and oil production so effectively so that you won't end up with an excess of oil.
Wow. And you've got a book. Your book is called Startups and Self-Care. I just saw the book before and it looks amazing. I can't wait to start reading it. Can you tell us about the book?
Yeah, I can. This was my love project last year. And, you know, a lot of people have come up to me over the years and said, you know, how did you get started? Why did you get started? So I really decided the best thing to do is write a book, put it all into the book. I talk about the strengths that I think are really useful to have when you're starting up a business. And I also talk about the benefit of self-care, which for me is really just looking after yourself.
Well, I can tell you from starting a business, the first thing that falls away is looking after yourself.
It is. And I made that mistake when I first started as well. I worked really long hours and I found myself getting a bit more anxious, a bit more stressed. So I think really supporting yourself. So whilst it's a book that's useful for people that might be starting out in business, I think it's a book for everyone because people often think that, you know, starting a business actually starts when you start the business. Well, it doesn't. It starts years before with all that groundwork that you've put into your life because you're going to go into your business with whatever characteristics or personality you've got, and that's how you're going to start.
And I just genuinely think, you know, in the age that we're in now with so much access to computers and information and being able to start up a company now is so much easier. I think everybody should start their own business.
Well, it's kind of fun. Look, in some ways I agree with you. On the other side, you know, maybe business is not for everyone because some people don't want the pressures. There are pressures of having your own business. But I think if you have a lot of resilience and you have some deep inner strength, I think absolutely go for it.
And do you talk about passion in the book as well?
It's all about passion.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine my life without feeling passionate about all the things I feel passionate about. But I know that's also, you know, one of my strong qualities is passion.
Wow. Though the book is, it just looks absolutely amazing. I can't wait to read. It looks like a really easy read, beautiful pictures. And where do we get the book from?
So you can get it from Booktopia.
Okay, we'll link that in the show notes. I love Booktopia. And from Sudarshi?
Yes, from Sudarshi and Amazon, and it's also on Kindle. So, yeah.
I don't think you get all the beautiful pictures on the Kindle.
No,
you get the hard copy. It looks beautiful on the bookshelf.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. Megan, thank you so much for coming in and telling me all about your beautiful range.
Thanks, Irene. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you and a fellow passionate person in business.
Absolutely.
About natural health and well-being.
I could talk about business and organic skincare probably nonstop for about a year.
Yeah.
So I could keep going on forever. But
it's a wonderful topic.
It is. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is produced by Nourished Life, Australia's home of toxin-free shopping. To learn more and get all the show notes, visit us at nourishedlife.com.au. If you have any feedback about the show, you can reach me on Facebook or Instagram at Nourished Life, which is all one word. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Clean with Irene in your podcast app. And finally, if you like what you hear, please give me a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find the show. I'm your host, Irene Falcone, and I'll speak to you next time.